Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our air quality will be an issue again today. We have a pocket of unhealthy air that settled over a small part of the Triangle area. I'll show you where it is and how it could affect your day.
There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
Denying wrongdoing, Donald Trump, now the first former president to face federal charges. His next steps after an historic indictment.
And North Carolina is the center of the 2024 presidential campaign this weekend. What you need to know about visits from President Biden and three high-profile Republican candidates, including former President Donald Trump. It is 6 o'clock. We have a lot to tell you about this morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. And you know what? We're still talking about the air quality, but there's an interesting twist this morning. Let's get right over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to explain exactly what we're going through here.
So we can definitely have differing conditions in different spots. And we have a pocket of unhealthy air that's code red that's settled over a small part of our viewing area. So the number is 160, and that's particles of pollution per square meter. So we're looking today generally, once this little batch settles out, at code orange in Wake County, but code yellow for the rest of the viewing area. Here's a look at the map, and you can see code yellow here. Code yellow just means that, yeah, there's some pollution in the atmosphere, but it's not at a level that it should be unhealthy for anyone. Notice there the orange in Wake County. So that, of course, orange means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, children, elderly, anyone with heart or lung disease. You just want to make sure you're not overdoing it outside. But look at this. We have a pocket of unhealthy air that has moved southward from Virginia and sort of set up shop this morning right here around the Triangle area. And so that means that eventually it will settle out. But I would put off the morning run right around the Triangle area down into Johnston County. Here's a look at Durham. And the numbers in Durham aren't as high. You're going to notice some haze in the atmosphere. And right now it is 50 degrees. So we've had some nice cool air move in. If we didn't have the smoke to deal with today, it would actually be a really nice day. Nice and cool this morning, low humidity today, and a pleasant high lower than normal at around 80 degrees. Coming up, we'll take a little deeper dive into that pocket of unhealthy air and show you where it's headed as we get through the day. Brian?
It's just about 6:02 right now. Just check with Raleigh 911. They still have this crash reported up on Six Forks Road at Sandy Forks Road. It's a minor crash. We're not seeing any delays on the sensors right now, but you could see some flashing lights on the side of the road. So you do need to move over at least one lane as you head through that area. Around the rest of the Triangle, we're looking good on major routes. No trouble in Durham, Chapel Hill, or Hillsboro. And as we take a live look at South Raleigh, I-40 out at Avant Ferry Road, westbound traffic heading away from us toward US 1. No delays just yet.
Brian, thanks. We're tracking a big day in politics here in North Carolina, including visits from President Biden and Republican Ron DeSantis. But we want to start with that historic indictment against former President Donald Trump. Officials revealed overnight the Justice Department is moving extra resources to Miami, Florida, where Trump is expected to appear in court Tuesday on 7 federal charges. Republican officials here in North Carolina say Trump is still planning to speak at the GOP convention in Greensboro tomorrow. And federal prosecutors are still quiet this morning, refusing to officially confirm the indictment themselves. Trump's lawyer spoke on CNN late last night, saying the former president faces a charge under the Espionage Act, as well as obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and false statement charges. He says Trump will appear in court.
There's not going to be an arrest. This is coming in on a summons. That was appropriate. This is not somebody who's going to flee. This is not somebody that poses a danger to the community, which are the factors that you would normally consider when you're talking about release. We'll go through the bureaucratic process we have to on Tuesday.
Very sad.
Trump himself shared this video last night denying any wrongdoing. The charges stem from his handling of hundreds of classified documents found at his Florida estate. Trump already faces separate charges out of New York and is also under investigation in Georgia.
Well, President Biden will likely face questions about that indictment today when he visits North Carolina. He and the First Lady will arrive in Goldsboro around 11:30 this morning, then the little tour to Nash Community College around 1 o'clock this afternoon. After that, they'll be heading to Fort Liberty around 3:30 for a big announcement. WREL's Monica Casey joins us live from Fort Liberty. And Monica, what do we know about this trip?
Well, the president and first lady will be announcing a new executive order here today. It's focused on helping military families and spouses with their well-being and their economic security. This has been in the works for more than a year. The overall focus is the hiring and retention of military family and spouses in the federal workforce. The Joining Forces Initiative also wants to help military spouses obtain jobs outside the federal government and more access to child care. The executive order calls for a strategic plan and government-wide standards for accessible remote work options. Dr. Jill Biden says this is a matter of national security. The First Lady says they can't ask service members to choose between love of country and love of family. Now, the Bidens are announcing this order here at Fort Liberty because of the large number of military spouses and families in this area. Drivers here in Rocky Mount and in Goldsboro should be aware of increased traffic as the Bidens travel through the area. Monica Casey, WRAL News at Fort Liberty.
Also, three big names in the race for the Republican presidential nomination are headed to Greensboro. Former President Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plan to speak at the North Carolina GOP convention. It is the first time all three will be in the same place as candidates, and experts say it shows just how important our state is for presidential candidates to test their message with voters. Ron DeSantis will take the stage tonight. WRAL's NC Capitol reporter Will Doran says Trump's indictment could come up in a speech.
You know, he sees his path to the nomination as convincing Trump supporters to move to his camp. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to say about this. You know, he'll probably reference it somehow, but, you know, you got to kind of be careful not to be too critical. And, you know, you don't want to turn off the people who you want to come and vote for you.
As for Pence and Trump, they're slated to speak at the state GOP convention tomorrow. WRAL has teams of reporters covering every angle of both the GOP convention and President Biden's visit this weekend. You can track our full coverage on air on WRAL.com and on the WRAL News app.
Well, this morning, national civil rights attorney Ben Crump will join the family of Darrell Williams, who died after a confrontation with Raleigh police. Crump and the Williams family will respond to autopsy findings released a couple of days ago. The autopsy ruled Williams' death a homicide. It also listed other factors in his death, including cardiac arrest, cocaine intoxication, and the use of tasers. This is body cam video from that arrest back in January. Wake County's district attorney is deciding whether charges against the six officers should be filed. Williams' family will speak around 11:30 this morning at Mount Peace Baptist Church.
The dangerous haze from those Canadian wildfires is starting to lift along the East Coast, moving now toward the Midwest. Meanwhile, firefighters appear to be making progress in putting out the fires themselves in Canada. Today, thousands of people forced to evacuate because of the flames will be allowed to return home. However, hundreds of fires are still burning across Canada, and officials there say fire season is just getting started. If you're flying out for the weekend, be prepared for the possibility of more flight delays. You're looking live right now at RDU, where you can see hazy conditions there. We checked just a few minutes ago, and there are already a handful of delays. For the past 3 days, that number has gone up throughout the morning as other airports issue ground stops. This weekend, those affected could be mostly in the Midwest as the haze moves in that direction.
And we are checking on those exact numbers this morning for you at RDU, again, where you're looking live this morning. Right now, 4 delays and 1 cancellation there at RDU. I also checked Charlotte Douglas. There are a handful of delays and cancellations there as well. So if you are traveling today, just a really good idea to check your flight before you leave. This is a live look at the misery map right now. I checked total in the U.S., 396 delays and 6 cancellations. Again, just check your flight before you leave. One of the cities that suffered the worst air quality was New York, so I went ahead and checked that airport. LaGuardia has 2 delays, and JFK right now 10 delays and 7 cancellations. I'll stay on top of these delays and cancellations and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Well, new this morning, the Florida Panthers now have their first ever victory in the Stanley Cup Final.
Bet it. Cross ice. Shot. Score!
Yeah, that was the game-winning moment right there when the Panthers scored after more than 4 minutes into overtime against the Vegas Golden Knights. That final score, 3-2. Vegas still leads that series, though, 2-1. Game four is tomorrow night at 8. And, of course, we all remember it was the Panthers who knocked out the Carolina Hurricanes out of the playoffs last month.
Oh, you don't have to remind us, Ken.
No.
It's a change that police say could make a huge difference.
It will take a tremendous workload off of our police officers.
Just ahead, the push to get everyday folks to investigate car crashes instead of police officers.
Also ahead, a game changer in the fight against RSV, the new treatment that could soon be available to babies all across the country.
Our air quality is code red in a small pocket over Wake and Franklin counties. I'll show you why that is and why it should improve as we get through the afternoon.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. Our current air quality across parts of Wake and Franklin County is sitting at code red. We had this very small pocket of unhealthy air that settled over the area overnight last night. Lots of folks are in yellow from Fayetteville back to Sanford, even around Durham and on up into Person County. But I'll show you when this should dissipate. We are looking at code orange for the bulk of the day. A little later on, it should drop back to code orange in Wake County. And again, the rest of the viewing area looking at yellow, which means there's some haze in the atmosphere, but it shouldn't be unhealthy. There's a live look at Apex this morning, and we do have mainly clear skies, but we'll be dealing with that smoky haze. Last day of school for a lot of kids today as they get off the bus. It'll feel pleasant temperature-wise near 80, but we'll still be dealing with some hazy conditions. Brian?
6:13 right now. There's a hit-and-run investigation underway at this point over on Glasscock Street, but I don't think it's going to cause any big problems on major routes. It's pretty quiet around the triangle so far this morning as we take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. A one-minute slowdown showing up right now on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest down toward 540 in North Raleigh, and a one-minute backup on 87 southbound heading in from Knightdale. That ride on US 1 northbound through Cary is looking just fine. Renee?
Brian, thanks. The man who was last seen with 18-year-old Natalie Holloway in Aruba before she disappeared is set to face a judge in the U.S. today. Joren Vandersloot, who's from Holland, is charged with extortion. Prosecutors say he lied to Natalie's mother about the location of her daughter in exchange for money. He is not charged with Natalie's murder. Vandersloot arrived in Alabama yesterday from Peru, where he is serving a sentence for the murder of another woman. As for Natalie, her body has never been found. She was declared legally dead more than a decade ago.
Well, it's now up to the full FDA to decide if families can get access to a new treatment designed to protect babies and toddlers from the common virus RSV. Advisors with the federal agency just voted to recommend the pneumococcal antibody treatment. If approved, it will be given to babies in a single shot after they're born. This will be the first single-dose preventative treatment for RSV in babies. It's different than a vaccine because it works right away instead of building up immunity over time. The CDC says near every child should get RSV before the age of 2.
If you get into a fender bender here in North Carolina, the person who shows up to respond might not be a police officer. That's what would happen under a bill that's close to becoming law. It would allow cities to train regular people to investigate small traffic crashes where no one is hurt. Supporters say it will help police spend their time on more important cases, especially as many departments deal with a staffing shortage.
It's a lot of man hours that are involved in, or that will be saved, that allow police officers to get back into investigating crimes and responding to calls for service.
There's no organized opposition to the bill. A final vote could happen next week. It would then be on Governor Cooper's desk.
Well, the action continues today in the French Open with the world's top tennis players battling it out in the second day of the semifinals. You can watch the women's and men's matches live right here on WRAL beginning at 11 this morning. That means WRAL News at noon will air over on Fox 50.
Despite the lingering haze from those wildfires, there are still plenty of events happening in the Triangle this weekend.
Yeah, here's a look at the best bets from WREL's Out and About editors. Apex, celebrating Pride Month with its annual Pride Festival tomorrow. It's family friendly. It's an event running from 11 in the morning to 5 in the evening on Hunter Street. There'll be more than 100 artists and vendors, plus food trucks and live music. This is video from last year. That event is free.
Also tomorrow, the town of Cary is hosting its annual Pimento Cheese Festival. Food trucks will line Academy Street to serve their regular menus, plus some pimento cheese-based dishes. There will even be a pimento cheese sculpting contest. And see if you want to try some pimento cheese ice cream. It is all free to attend.
Then on Sunday, head to Durham Central Park for the Food Truck Rodeo. There'll be more than 30 food trucks selling their goods. The event runs from noon until 4. You can learn more about these events and others happening this weekend by going to the Out and About page on WREL.com. And fortunately, the air quality will be improving.
Yeah, and so looking forward to that when that finally happens. But we do have this day to get through. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a new twist this morning of a little pocket of red air quality alert.
This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. We have a pocket of code red unhealthy air that settled over just a small part of the viewing area this morning. Let's take a look at where that is. We're going to start with the wider view, and right here across parts of Wake and Franklin County are where we're seeing the unhealthy air at code red. And we also have code orange for parts of Wake County and back over toward Johnston County, up north toward, say, Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But plenty of the viewing area is looking at code yellow, which is fine to get outside. It's not unhealthy. So Durham, Chapel Hill, Sanford, Southern Pines, Hope County, Fayetteville, all in the yellow right now. So this little pocket here, as we get through the day, is likely to sort of dissipate and end up at code orange. But let's zoom in a little more closely. This is an area that I would definitely put off the morning run. You know, if you need to get out and walk the dog, that's fine. I wouldn't do any strenuous exercise from, say, Raleigh and Garner to Wake Forest up toward Lewisburg. That is an end healthy air mass that's sitting with us. But again, it shouldn't be there all day. It should drop to code orange as we get through the day today, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups, but code red is unhealthy for everyone, and that's where it is right now. You can see the code yellow for the remainder of the viewing area, and that means it's a go. You can get out and do whatever you need to do. On Saturday, we should be code yellow for the entire viewing area, and by Sunday, it should be code green. Now, Sunday's going to be a little hotter and a little more humid, but we should start to see the smoke in the atmosphere moving out will cut off the flow of that smoke coming down from Canada by the time we get to Sunday. Definitely a hazy start this morning. We're looking across Wake County, and you can see that haze there. This is a look at the big picture. We have a developing front that's back to our west. We're going to be nice and quiet for the next several days. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday will be nice and dry. Sunday, we get into a strong southerly flow, which will push the smoke away, but it'll drag in some heat and humidity for us. Our cold front approaches the mountains as we get into Monday morning, and then moves across our area during the day. You can see those scattered showers and thunderstorms for us during the afternoon on Monday. That'll be our best chance of rain all week. A beach forecast looking fine Saturday. It'll be a little bit hazy, but temperatures will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees from Emerald Isle all the way down to Wilmington and back up to the Outer Banks. In the mountains tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 degrees in Asheville. Of course, a little cooler in Boone at Grandfather Mountain with a little additional elevation in the upper 60s to low 70s. Saturday's going to be a warm day for us. 87 degrees. There'll still be a little haze in the atmosphere. There'll be less of that Sunday. But Sunday will be hot enough. We could hit 90 for the first time this year. And then Monday we'll be dealing with some scattered thunderstorms. Brian?
It is 6:20 right now, and we have a hit and run investigation out on the east side of Central Raleigh on Glasscock Street. But it's in a neighborhood probably not causing any big problems in that area as they work to get that cleared. Also, that earlier crash up on Six Forks Road at Sandy Forks Road, apparently still an active scene, but I'm not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors through that area. Everything looking good in Wake County right now. Just check with our partners at Waze in Durham and not seeing any problems on major routes there. That's a live look at I-885 at Cornwallis Road with northbound traffic heading away from us toward the TW Alexander Drive area. Not seeing any big problems there on that northbound side. Just a 1 minute slowdown overall between I-40 all the way up to I-85.
Brian, thanks. A local woman achieves a dream 30 years later.
I feel like I'm living my life in reverse.
Still ahead, her message for others worried that it's too late for them to pursue their dreams.
Plus, we're learning more about the next steps for Apple's billion-dollar campus in RTP. Documents obtained by WRAL show just how big the new facility could be.
Then ahead on today, a 13-year-old who survived a shark attack is back in the water with the goal of getting closer to the creatures that almost took her life.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
An A-list star you probably know from Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle is preparing to retire, and the news is going viral.
Yeah, Brian Shane is here now with a look at what's trending, Brian.
Yeah, Brian Cranston is packing it in 2026. That's when he turns 70. And in a new interview with British GQ, Cranston says he wants to close his production company and then travel abroad with his wife, Robin Dearden. They've been married since 1989, and Cranston says he owes her big.
They met on the set of that military drama from 1980s called Airwolf, and they've been married ever since. And of course, she put her career on hold because she was an accomplished actress back then. So now that's a good thing. So you got 3 years to take advantage of all his work. He's one of the best.
So sweet. Oh, love Breaking Bad. He's just fantastic in that.
Absolutely.
He is. Also trending this morning, actress Selena Gomez is joking about being single.
I'm single! I'm just a little high maintenance. But I love you so much.
Well, that's one strategy. She's been open about her dating struggles in the past.
She's had quite a dating history. You know, she's been linked to Justin Bieber, The Weeknd. I mean, Nick Jonas. Yeah. Brian, you've even heard of these people, right?
I've heard of all of them.
Individuals. So you know they're pretty big. But nothing wrong with being a little high maintenance. You just got to, find someone who lives up to those expectations. Do not settle, Selena.
Yeah, and she was honest.
That's right. And at a soccer game. A new park in Raleigh being advertised as the city's smallest is opening today. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for the installation on West Street downtown near Roast Grill and State of Beer. A local artist created the park around the Parks for the People mural that went up last fall. It includes mushroom stools and sunflower sun catchers using recycled materials. Today's ceremony is at 11:30.
And if you're looking for some good food this weekend, Triangle Restaurant Week runs through Sunday. Dozens of local restaurants are offering special deals on three-course menu items with fixed pricing. Find out more on WREL.com.
President Biden and the First Lady will be in Rocky Mount and at Fort Liberty today. I'll have their big announcement focused on helping military families.
The family of a man who died in Raleigh police custody plans to speak out today about recent autopsy findings. Coming up, I'll tell you when and where it's happening.
And I'll show you where you probably want to cancel your morning run. We have a code red level of air quality across parts of the viewing area. I'll show you when it should begin to dissipate.